Here in Washington, a new branch of the Smithsonian will highlight the African American experience. It will be called the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Tomorrow, President Obama speaks of the groundbreaking on the National Mall, that great stretch of open space that is lined with museums for much of its length. This newest museum is scheduled to open in 2015, and NPR's Allison Keyes has a preview.
Some of the things that you'll see here will take your breath away. One of them is a shawl that belonged to Harriet Tubman.
There's an amazing picture I had seen as a historian of Harriet Tubman 2 days before she died, wrapped in that shawl.
Museum director Lonnie Bunch explains that the shawl was a gift to Tubman from Queen Victoria. The Queen had heard about the escaped slave who freed so many other African Americans that she earned the nickname Moses. The museum also has Tubman's hymn book.
She kept this hymnal for 50 years, which carried all those songs that she would use as a way to alert enslaved Africans that this might be a moment to flee.
All her friends, when she died March 10, 1913, they gathered around the bed and sang her favorite spirituals.
Historian Charles Bloxon donated 39 items that belonged to Harriet Tubman. He says Tubman's great-great-niece, Marilyn Wilkins, left them to him in her will. Their families, he says, have a connection.
Several of my relatives from the eastern shore of Delaware and Maryland escaped with Harriet Tubman.
The collection includes artifacts ranging from Tubman's homemade knife, fork, and spoon to photos from her funeral. But Bloxon says the hymnal of this spiritual woman touched him.
They said that she was illiterate, but she attempted to write her name in the book.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
The museum's collection includes shards of brightly colored glass from the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, where four little African-American girls were killed in a Klan bombing. But the items the museum has been collecting since 2005 also include Funkmaster George Clinton's mothership, Louis Armstrong's trumpet, a Jim Crow railroad car, and a Tuskegee Airmen biplane from World War II.
That's the greatness of this museum.
Tony Award-winning actress Felicia Rashad is MC for the groundbreaking tomorrow and says it's important to know that the sum of the history of African Americans in America is not totally encompassed by bondage and segregation.
African American people have contributed much to American culture in medicine, in education, in art, in music, in dance. Name some place where we have not been.
The museum's collections, exhibitions, and programming are being designed to showcase the richness of the African-American experience. There will be theaters where films and documentaries are screened, and also live interviews with scholars and history makers. The museum's director, Lonnie Bunch, says almost every moment of major transformation in this nation has been shaped by issues of race. He argues that the African-American experience is central to the American experience, so the stories this museum will tell aren't just for black people. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.